song later in his career, and he always said it was a huge influence on his songwriting, and rightly so, because Ian Campbell is one of our most neglected great singer-songwriters. Ian and Lorna ran the hugely important Jug of Punch Folk Club in Birmingham during the 60s. It's impossible to emphasise how important that club was. It was a mecca for everybody. And when I spoke to Ian in 2008, he told me this great story about booking Paul Simon for the first time. I just need to warn you that there's a little touch of rum language in this clip.
Lorna said to me, "We ought to book this little American guy." She said, he really is keen, and, you know, OK, go on then. So she, a couple of weeks later, came the night, and he didn't arrive. Huh? And the next week, we had got somebody quite well known. I think it may have been Martin Carthy. And Paul arrived. So, now, what do you want? He said, "I'm booked." So I said, "No, you're not." He said, "Yes, yes, I am." So he said, wait. And he got this diary out. And he said, "Right, now then." And he leafed through it and he said, "I see here." Oh, shit. So I said, "Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, sit down. We've got plenty of people. We don't need you. We needed you last week." So he sat in the bar and Lorna came to me. She said, "Listen, we've got to let that fella sing." She said, he's in a shock. He's in tears. Yeah. Oh, I said, "Go on then. Let him sing a couple of his Yankee songs." And so he came out and he sang. And I'll tell you what really irritated me, they loved him. He went a storm.
Ian Campbell there talking to me in 2008. Well, that wasn't the only club Paul had problems with. The Bothy Club in Southport, would you believe, turned him down because they didn't think he were a proper folk singer. But many clubs recognise his ability, of course, and Paul became fond of England, as you can hear from his introduction to this next track, Cathy's Song.
When I came to England last year, it was not so much a coming to England as a leaving of New York. And then when I went home in September of this year, or September of 64, I found that the same hang-ups that I had in New York, I came right back to them. They were still there. And I found myself more and more thinking of England and people that I had known here and relationships that I had formed. And so I wrote the song. I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. From the shell of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. They kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. So you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary paths and die, I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you go I.
Paul Simon there with Cathy's song, recorded for the BBC in 1965. The Cathy of the title was Cathy Chitty, Paul's English girlfriend of the time. She crops up in a few songs, including America. You know when he sings Cathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. She was also on the cover of his first album, the Paul Simon Songbook. I wonder where she is now. Well, Cathy wasn't the only thing inspiring Paul's songwriting while he was living in the UK. He was, of course, famously inspired to write Homeward Bound while sitting on a railway platform in Widnes. He, of course, picked up the arrangement of Scarborough Fair from Martin Carthy and went on to feature that in the great film The Graduate. Well, this next song is the last we're going to hear from the session tonight. Originally released on the 1964 album Wednesday Morning 3 AM, but it didn't do much commercially. While Paul Simon was away in the UK, perhaps even while he was recording this BBC session, the producer Tom Wilson added drums and bass to the record and re-released it in September 1965 without Paul's knowledge, would you believe? He'd no idea. It went on, of course, to become the hit record that made Simon and Garfunkel's name. It's The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. My words that I might teach you, take my arms that I might reach you, but my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign
sign said the words of prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sounds of silence.
The song that later became the first folk rock record, The Sound of Silence. 23 years old, would you believe, singing it there at the BBC in 1965. I think it's really nice to hear it sounding so raw and spontaneous. And now, if you fast forward more than 45 years, you will find, of course, that Paul Simon is still at it. At 69, he's a massive international star, playing to huge festival crowds, 13 Grammys to his name and a Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the US Library of Congress. His new album, So Beautiful, or So What, is really great. I know loads of people feel it's one of his best. So from it, here's Paul Simon with a story about a Vietnam veteran, Rewrite.
I've been working on my rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on my rewrite, that's right. And I'm gonna turn it into cash. I've been working at the car wash. I consider it my day job, cause it's really not a paid job, but that's where I am. Everybody says the old guy working at the car wash hasn't got a brain cell left since Vietnam. But I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I had no idea that you were there. When I said, help me, help me, help me, help me, well, thank you for listening to my.
On my from the album So Beautiful or So What, which is his 12th studio album. That was Paul Simon with Rewrite. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Paul played the very first Cambridge Folk Festival, and next week I'm going to be teaming up with Mark Radcliffe to bring you 3 hours of live highlights, backstage sessions and loads of interviews and other atmospheric stuff from the festival. It all starts at 7pm next Wednesday night, so don't miss it. On the bill are Bellowhead, Richard Thompson, Laura Marling, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Pentangle, Chris Wood, Frankie Gavin's, The Dannon, and loads more.